USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department is mulling the idea to charge members involved in the January 6th occupation of the Capitol building under a federal law usually used against organized crime. The Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization Act, known as RICO, enables prosecutors to combat certain ongoing racketeering crimes. Wisconsin prosecutors are seeking a new arrest warrant for Kenosha shooter 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, claiming that he broke the conditions of his bail by moving houses and disapprove of his carefree attitude. Court documents filed with Judge Bruce Schroeder show that prosecutors essentially cannot find Rittenhouse. First conceived in the combustion of a hydrogen bomb on a South Pacific island in 1952, the heavy element einsteinium is one of the shyer members of the periodic table. It's so unstable that no one has had a good look at it till now. A team of chemists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Los Alamos has published a report in the journal Nature. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Let's find out where the coronavirus relief package is in Washington. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL Super Bowl is this Sunday on CBS with an evening kickoff. Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One COVID-19 case contracted at a Melbourne, Australia quarantine hospital has caused 507 tennis players and staff to go into isolation until they return a negative test result 4 days out from the season opening Australian Open February 8th. Everyone in the football world is talking Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay this weekend. Tight end Rob Gronkowski with the Buccaneers reveals his mom just lives right up the road.
When we were growing up, there was five boys. Like, I see teammates now with like three kids or friends with like two kids. And I'm looking at them like, man, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you're playing ball and you got kids, you got a family. And my mom raised five of us. She made sure we were at every practice. We had a meal in between each practice. We had a packed lunch from school to whatever practice we were going to. She couldn't bring us to practice, she was calling someone to drive us to practice to pick us up. She was just so great at organizing everywhere we should be. And the impact on my life she has made has been tremendous and has just carried over to this day. Like, when I'm leaving her house this morning, she's got a whole bag packed full of drinks for me. She's got a breakfast sandwich for me. She's just still on top of her game, and just the impact that she has made just on my life has just been pretty incredible, and it's just still going to this day.
Super Bowl Sunday will be an evening game this year as the Chiefs and Buccaneers do battle on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.